Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Paul Johnson from Power Metals Resources, which is an AIM-listed company focused on metal exploration and development within Africa. Good day, Paul. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Rob. How are you doing?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks. You've had a bit of news recently, so let's talk about the RNS that you released about the completion of the strategic and operational review. So my first question is going to be, why do you have to do this?
Okay, you do actually see quite a few companies doing this type of exercise. In the case of Power Metal Resources, which was formerly African Battery Metals, the company was suspended pending financial clarification in December because they had a few creditors that they were struggling to pay. We refinanced and restructured in February, but in fairness, everyone associated with the business, from the exchange through to the advisors and of course the investors, need to see that this is a cleansed and clean company that's properly gone through a process of introspection, as it were, and self-examination. And that's what the strategic and operational review does in the round. It's really a whole review of the company, its place in the market, and what position it's in, and is it able to move forward effectively.
And so with this review, do you think you can take us through some of the areas that you went through?
Yeah, sure. Well, the immediate area, of course, after the refinancing in February was to look at all of the costs within the business. We'd done some of that in advance, and we carried on some of that work to make sure we get the cost down to a level that we're comfortable with. And that's everything from suitable levels of board compensation through to general advisory fees and just the general cost of running the business and its projects, making sure that we were only spending money that was absolutely necessary. Alongside the finance, we've looked carefully at the management. Now, it's a new management team in parts because we brought in two directors, myself and Andrew, but we also were working with two existing non-exec directors. And we have to look at board functionality and how the team is working together and making sure that everything is going according to plan. And I have to say, you know, that process was very successful. We've got a very, very effective management team. They're doing their respective roles very, very well. And it's really exceeding our expectations, to be honest. It's all going very well indeed. Now, alongside the business finances and the business management, we've had to look at the opportunity that Power Metal Resources presents for investors on the market. And the key area, of course, in that regard is the project mix that the company has and its ability to take that forward effectively.
Okay, now you took on some projects in February. What did you find there?
Yeah, when we restructured the company, it had three original interests, the DRC, Cameroon, and the Ivory Coast. We've decided so far to push ahead proactively with the DRC first, with the Kasinka cobalt copper project. The work there found through termite man sampling found a 6.8 kilometer copper anomaly through the heart of the license, so exceeding expectations on that one from the off, which was great for the business. And then we had Cameroon, which we decided to push ahead with, where we have licensed ground very near to the Kamuna cobalt deposit, the largest cobalt deposit or defined resource outside of the DRC. We've undertaken a pitting and sampling program, and we found geology which is similar to the Kamuna deposit next door. So that potentially is a very substantial project for us. So on our two original interests that we so far have decided to push ahead with, we've had some super results. Really the kind of best start you could hope for.
Okay, so you've mentioned some of the assets. What about Tanzania and Botswana? What's happening there?
Okay, well, in addition to the original projects within the business in February, we've also acquired new operational interests in two jurisdictions, as you mentioned. With Tanzania, we're in joint venture with Katoro Gold, which is listed on AIM with the ticker KAT, in regard to the Haneti Nickel Sulfide project. That we have a 25% interest in that project, so we can increase that in the next 9 or so months. by a further 10% to 35% if we pay Katoro a cash fee, as it were, of £25,000. We've made a number of announcements on the Hennetti project, and essentially the next step is a drilling program. But the results thus far that we've had there have been extremely positive. The work that they did recently has identified an additional target, has consolidated their existing target information, and this is an extremely substantial project where the drilling program is targeting very, very, very significant large-scale nickel sulfide targets. So very exciting for our business to be involved in that. In Botswana, we acquired a 18.26% stake in Kalahari Key Mineral Exploration, which is a Botswanan company that has a single project called the Molopo Farms Complex Project. They've conducted helicopter airborne electromagnetic work, which is where they fly the equipment over and identify targets. They have, from that work, 17 targets. They've recently completed, and we announced this, their ground geophysics program over their top 10 targets, and at the moment interpreting all of that geophysical data with a view to identifying the 1, 2, 3, or 4 drill targets, which is the next stage. So drilling again in Botswana. Now, if we like this data that comes out of this work, Power Metal Resources has the right by the end of the year to elect to earn into a 40% direct project stake. And if you take that direct project stake and you add the shareholding of 18.26%, that means we would have an effective interest in that Molopo Farms Complex project of about 51%. And that's targeting nickel, copper, PGMs. So the two new acquisitions in Tanzania and Botswana are nickel-focused targets, which at the moment is fabulous because the nickel market seems to be bubbling. The commodities coming alive, the forward supply demand dynamic looks incredibly impressive. So very exciting for us to be involved there.
Finally, last question then. Things are a bit difficult in the junior mining space at the moment. Do you have a view on that, Paul?
Yeah, I'm a bit of an old timer, I'm afraid now. I got to 50 in July, so I've been investing for most of my life. And in the mining space, in the last 10 or 15 years particularly. So I've seen about 4 of these big pullback phases. When they happen, when the market gets to this kind of low with share prices on the floor and most commodities struggling, perhaps nickel and gold aside, you tend to see all sorts of excuses, Brexit, the general economy, the potential of market crashes, and all these kind of factors come to the fore. But we're just in a cyclical business where you get these horrible lows and then you get the incredible highs. And if you look at it on the charts with a roller coaster style pattern, the time to be most excited is right now when we're at the bottoming phase, because that's when the highest likelihood of a big return kicks in. If you look at Power as a business, we've built our company really in the last 6 months, added new acquisitions, taken forward existing project interests. And we've done it in a horrible climate where no one really cares. And it's pretty similar to the Metal Tiger experience in 2014 and 15, when we were doing great things, but everyone was turned off, and then suddenly you find something of real interest, as we did then with Botswana, and everyone gets very excited and your share price goes up by a dozen times and everyone's happy again. So we are in that zone of misery. We're doing incredible work and we're building an incredible portfolio, and we've only been able to do it because of the miserable conditions. My life experience and investing experience suggests that this is a really positive time for us in our marketplace. If people can afford to acquire positions, they can hang on to the positions they have, and it doesn't affect their life to do so, then they've got a great opportunity in our space. And I think, and I obviously have to say this because I run this business and I've built the model, but Power Metal Resources is well placed to give people an exposure to an upside in the resources sector. I think it's one of the, well, actually, quite frankly, I think it's by far and away the best business model that I've built in our space. The opportunities are immense. We have four operational projects that each could deliver a significant discovery with a fair wind, with mineralization in the ground, and a little bit of good luck and fortune along the way. So sector-wise, very miserable, but honestly, I think it's one of it's almost a lifetime opportunity. I certainly see that from my perspective, looking at my own portfolio and the opportunity to see growth in that over the coming weeks, months and years.
It's always good to get your perspective then on it, Paul. Thank you for taking the time, and I'm sure that we'll be back with you at some point soon with another update.
Oh, I think you will. With the pattern of news flow that we're building in the business, I think that's almost definite.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.